And now to politics. In Ohio, the Mark Foley scandal may be having an impact on an important congressional race. The Democratic challenger has been running ads linking the incumbent, Republican Deborah Price, to the disgraced former congressman. And Price says her pollsters are seeing the effects. NPR's Frank Lanfitt traveled to Columbus, where Price is in a tight race that could help decide which party controls the House of Representatives.
It was a throwaway reference in a local magazine. Asked to list her friends in Congress, Deborah Price, the fourth-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, named Mark Foley. After the story broke that the congressman had sent explicit sexual messages to underage pages, Price's opponent, Democrat Mary Jo Kilroy, opened fire.
Deborah Price's friend, Mark Foley, is caught using his position to take advantage of 16-year-old pages. Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert looked the other way when he was warned about Foley's predatory behavior. Now Price is protecting Hastert, even though he protected a sex predator?
In fact, Hastert says he knew nothing of explicit emails, only ambiguous ones. And Price says she didn't know anything at all until the story broke. But last week, Price's campaign spokesman, George Raisley, said the scandal was reverberating in Ohio's 15th district.
It's self-evident that there is a Foley effect if it's, all Foley all the time on all the channels when you're in the field for a poll. Suffice it to say that it, you know, took a significant chunk off the top of the approval of Congress generally.
In interviews with 24 voters, though, people said the Foley scandal was irrelevant to the race, and those who heard the ads hated them.
Oh, I don't like that kind of advertising at all.
That's Cindy Lytle, an undecided Democrat. She's shopping for books in Upper Arlington, an affluent suburb, and Price's hometown. Lytle says linking Price to Foley makes no sense.
One is not responsible for what one's friends do. I think that he did whatever he did, and she wasn't responsible for that.
In addition to the Foley scandal, the Republican Party faces a number of tough issues nationally, and they're resonating here in Ohio. Among them, the war in Iraq. Connor Kenzie is an MBA and law student at Ohio State University. He supported Price in the past two races. Last week, he watched the candidates debate. Afterward, he said he's not sure he'd vote for Price again.
It's going to be a difficult decision because I agreed with her answers to more of the questions. But the big kicker for me and for so many people right now is that war in Iraq. It really is a question of, do I elect who I think the better candidate is, or do I somehow or another see that I need to send a message overall about my approval or disapproval of this war? Does that one issue override everything else?
Another problem for the Republicans here is the economy. Although Columbus is doing well, Ohio has lost thousands of manufacturing jobs and lags behind the rest of the nation. During the debate, Price insisted that the Republican economic policy was strong.
We have an almost textbook, storybook economy going on in this country. It's true that Ohio is coming along slower than other states. But honestly, consumer confidence is up. Wages are up. Unemployment is down.
It's just after the debate, and I'm standing in the living room of Cindy Lytle. She's the undecided Democrat I talked to in the bookstore who hated the Mark Foley ads. She just watched the debate on TiVo. What'd you think of that answer?
I think she's being real positive, but she's not being realistic. We know of people who've been laid off, who've lost their jobs, who can't find jobs. I don't know that this is a storybook or textbook economy.
These sorts of issues have played into the hands of the challenger, Mary Jo Kilroy, a Franklin County commissioner. Instead of focusing her campaign against Price, a popular political moderate, she's focused on national Republican leadership, as she did in the debate Thursday night.
This is a referendum on the policies of the current administration and the direction this country is headed.
What was once seen as an easy Price victory is now a dead heat. And Democrats smell blood. That's why Jesse Cloth is walking the streets of Columbus this evening. He's a paid canvasser with a pro-labor citizens lobby affiliated with the AFL-CIO. He's braving rain and tornado warnings to find common ground with voters and urge them to go to the polls next month.
Are you Francine Kelly?
Yeah.
My name's Jesse. I'm with Working America. We're just out talking to our members about the elections. Mm-hmm. Francine, is there a national issue you feel is most important?
Raising minimum wages.
Raising minimum wage? Right on, right on.
2004 was a very good year for Republicans in Ohio, but President Bush only won this district by 2,200 votes. This time around, the political atmosphere is much worse. With the war in Iraq, the Ohio economy, and the Mark Foley scandal swirling around her campaign, Deborah Price has just 23 days left to convince voters she deserves another term. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.